This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. My nickname for my sister Elizabeth is My Sister the Sage. Elizabeth regularly drops insightful observations or speaks deep truths, often without seeming to notice. If her superpower is being a sage, my superpower is realizing when she or anyone has said something profound. I'm working on a collection of aphorisms, and along with the aphorisms I'm writing myself, I've got a selection devoted to some of my favorite aphorists, people like Andy Warhol, Samuel Johnson, Marie von Ibn Eschenbach, and Winston Churchill. And, of course, Elizabeth. Here are some highlights from my collection of her sayings related to work and to writing. You'll hear that because she's a TV writer and producer, they have a distinctly Hollywood flavor. But as I've learned from collecting proverbs of the professions and aphorisms generally, a truth that applies in one area or profession often applies just as well in other areas and professions. During casual conversations, Elizabeth has told me, "No one has an opinion until someone else has an opinion." "People succeed in groups." "Yes" comes right away. "No" never comes. "Step into the future." "People don't remember late, they remember bad." "Every cliche about Hollywood is more true than you could possibly imagine." In a creative undertaking, the question is, does this decision move the needle? Action is the antidote for anxiety. The more creative input you have, the more creative output you have. My job isn't to have the best ideas. My job is to have the best TV show. You want volunteers, not recruits. Take care of yourself. No one will take care of you. And this one's more of a hack than a proverb of the profession, but it's true. Any gift that's personalized seems more thoughtful. When writing TV shows, you're shooting at a target to try to hit a bullseye. For some targets, the bullseye is very big. For others, it's very small. Look for ideas with a big, forgiving bullseye. Nothing endears you to people more than helping their career. Everyone's always looking for reasons to say no. Everyone who moves from New York to Los Angeles gains 10 pounds because they're doing so much less walking. Writing is rewriting. I feel very fortunate to have such a sage for a sister. If you have any proverbs of the professions, please send them my way so I can add them to my collection. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.